102.1.
And we're back on Sunday Morning Live. Yours truly, J. Thomas Smith, along with Val Wilson. And our guest this segment is Lonnie Matthews with Alliance Financial Ministries. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, why don't you tell us, what is Alliance Financial Ministries?
Well, Alliance Financial Ministries is a nonprofit financial literacy company. And we do seminars and workshops. We like to partner with churches or organizations that want to provide financial literacy.
Is that a national organization?
We are national. We do seminars and workshops all over the country. We're based here in Houston, so a lot of our work is done right here in Houston.
How long has Alliance Financial Ministries been on the scene?
We were created in 2002.
Okay. And why was that? Why was it developed?
Well, actually, just kind of take a step back. My background is I was a financial planner for a while. And my wife and I, you know, typical college students, graduated first generation. And
don't sound like typical.
Well, okay. Well, we're the first two people in our family to graduate college. We moved to Texas and made a lot of money, but went broke very quickly.
Oh, okay.
Just kind of gotten behind, you know, 2 months behind on a house payment. And I realized that, you know, this isn't where I need to be. Mm-hmm. So I started studying and, you know, got ourselves out of debt. It took us about 3.5 years. And so we created Alliance Financial Ministries as a result of that.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting. You said it took you 3.5 years. Very often folks want it to happen overnight. It's instant. You just wave your hand and something magical is going to happen. I can get out of debt and then start spending all over again.
Right. Well, unfortunately, we didn't get into debt overnight. It took us about 4 years to accumulate all the debt. So yeah. It just took 3.5 years to just focus, sacrifice, denying ourselves. You know, the typical stuff. It's no secret.
So you have a program designed for youth. Is that correct?
Right. The program's called Money Live, and it was birthed about 4 years ago when the youth director at my church asked me to talk to the high school students. Mm-hmm. And in talking with them for 3 weeks, I quickly realized that these students really have no idea how things work. Mm. And I mean, it just blew me away.
What they did, the money tree, they didn't believe it's about.
Apparently, you ask them, what's your plan? Or they're like, what do you want? I want to drive a Lexus. Like, really? What kind of career do you think you're going to need to have to drive a Lexus?
So, well, they're going to be
NBA,
a baller.
Right? Yeah.
They weren't connecting the dots. Right. So a couple of years ago, we applied for a grant. We got some grant funding, and we got some sponsors to help us host our very first Money Live last year. Mm-hmm. And we had about 120 high school students come out. And basically, Money Live is a simulation. I like to call it a financial movement for America's youth, because we do want to have to start changing their paradigm shift and changing their mindset. So what we did was we brought them in. We gave them a scenario. We give them a little bag like the one we have here. And then they give it scenarios. So in this particular scenario, we give this student, they're an engineer, their spouse is an office manager. They bring home about $6,000 a month.
Sounds good.
They have $5,000 in credit card debt, and they have a $281 a month student loan payment.
Sounds really good.
Which is typical.
Yeah. That's not much debt.
Well, you know.
Compared to a lot. some folks are praying for only $5,000.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what happens is they'll come in and they'll get the opportunity to visit merchants that are strategically placed around the room. They'll go to the housing table and they're going to sell them a house. And the merchants are not going to try to talk them into a decent house. They're going to try to sell them the most house so that the students can. We want them to make mistakes in this environment to help connect the dots. Last year we did this, and I promise you, on the video from last year's event, we actually had teenagers apologize to their parents. Now, anybody with teenagers know that's a miracle in and of itself, because I have a teenager.
But the ultimate apology would be getting a job and giving them some money.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's amazing. So now, this a ministry that's associated with your church, or is it just that ministry is just...
Ministry is just the name. It's a ministry that's put on my heart. It is my ministry to help people. So it's not affiliated with any particular church. We do work with a lot of the churches in the Houston area. That want to just, hey, we want to do a seminar. Can you come and teach a class? Whatever they feel that they need.
Now, when is this particular event?
Now, Money Live 2013 is June 15th. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at the Crown Plaza Hotel right there next to Reliance Stadium. Mm-hmm. It starts at 9 a.m., runs till 1 p.m. We have food. And what makes our event different, because a lot of times people say, well, I've heard of something like that. And maybe they have, but ours is different. Ours is a cross between MTV and financial literacy combined.
But I think this is a program that maybe the kids should bring their parents, because a lot of parents could benefit from this.
Right. Well, unfortunately, right now we're focusing on the kids. The vision is to provide a parents' workshop alongside. Mm-hmm. And, but again, you know, that takes funding, as with anything. So we basically make the program free. It's free to the students, but, you know, it's basically funded through grants and sponsors. So
that's very good. That's wonderful.
Is there a particular age group that you're really trying to reach?
It's mostly designed for high school through college age students. And we have
through college age. All right.
Yeah, well, yeah, if somebody's in their ninth, you know, freshman year in college, they could still benefit, because
they really need this information. They were out there on their own.
Right. So we just had to kind of narrow the curriculum down as far as age group. Like I said, we have a DJ there playing music the whole time. It's high energy. We got people that are in careers that the students can sit down and say, hey, listen, I heard you were an accountant. I'm thinking about being an accountant. You know, what are some of the things I need to know? This year, we also have the WorkSource Solutions coming out to do a presentation. They're going to sign up the juniors so that they'll be eligible to get a summer job next year when they become seniors. They do have a few slots left for the seniors this year, but not very many. We're just trying to make the event, grow the event each year that we host it.
Yeah.
I have a question. All right, sure. Mr. Matthews, all right, I have a typical teenager who thinks, you know, money comes from mom or dad.
Right.
All right, so what can my teenager, entering high school, what can she expect, or someone of her age or his age, expect when they come to your event on Saturday?
They expect to be greeted with some high energy facilitators screaming and yelling. They got the DJ playing and music blaring. They got food. And we're going to break them up into groups and giving them opportunity. They can participate in the talent contest we have. You know, dance or sing, whatever they want to do. They get prizes for that. And then once we sit down, I'm going to do a very motivational speech on, you know, what to expect. What's your next move after high school? And then we're going to break them into groups. They're going to go through the simulation. We're going to have a car salesman trying to sell them a car. They, you know, like I said, this individual here, they make about $5,000 a month. So the car salesman is going to try to sell them two Lexus.
Can I get my payments down to $100?
No, the payments.
And you know what's key is that, and this is good, because you also can teach them how to negotiate.
Right.
When they go in to talk to car dealerships, how to manage their money. And those little nuances, yes.
And not be swayed. Yeah, not be swayed by the car dealer. Like, look, you gotta look at your budget.
Now, don't pick on the car dealers. Now, some of them are real nice guys.
And we go with the houses. We got a real estate. They're selling them, trying to sell them a four-bedroom house. They maybe they only need a two. Now, in this case, this couple has a child. They're a three-year-old. And so, you know, they got to take that in consideration. They got to go to the daycare and decide on which daycare.
You know, and I know you got some, probably got some, we're going to talk more about the topics that you have there. But one topic, if you don't have, I think the importance of, if you're going to go to college, the importance of being sober when it comes to student loans.
Absolutely.
Because most of the students don't, my experience has been, how much can I get? Well, I don't need, but 8,000, but I can get 25.
Right, yeah,
okay, I'll take 25. And the next thing you know, 4 years later, they're 100,000 in debt. They get out of school. They get their first job offer, $22,500 a year.
Right.
And they'll never be able to pay the student loan.
It can be quite daunting. And I was the same way. I only need $1,100. They told me I can get $5,500.
Yeah.
I was like, what'd you say?
And went out and bought a car, got some new threads.
Well, I was in California during spring break, just living it up. Twice.
Yeah.
I did $5,500 two times.
Right. You know? And so, yeah, that is something that we really need to really, really work on. And, you know, and again, I don't want to digress from we're going, but I think that's a topic that when it comes to thinking financial literacy, I guess once you plant the seed, they'll begin to think logically about all of their financial commitments, which I would hope would be the goal.
Yeah, and this is a great conversational starter with the parents and the students. So when the students come home, the parents can say, well, what did you learn? Let's sit down and talk about your experiences. We have workbooks and things that are also given to the students that they can continue to do things, you know, even after they leave MoneyLive.
Right. Well, this is amazing. Well, who are some of your sponsors? I'm just going to...
Some of the sponsors, Capital One Bank.
Okay.
They're also sponsoring a $500 essay contest this year.
So, oh, boy.
Big love to Capital One Bank. They've always been great partners of ours. Dow Chemical. has stepped up and partnered.
Haven't heard their name in a long time.
Yeah, they're doing great things in the community. Fathers to Dad is an organization that's really big on, you know, men being taking bigger roles to their fathers. So they've stepped up to be a sponsor as well this year.
And Father's Day is coming up June 16th. Don't forget Father, you all.
Please. You know, really? Yeah.
And he doesn't want another coupon for McDonald's.
I'm looking forward to my tie and shirt. even though Mom and I went to the... I'm not going to get started. It's probably a $300 weekend for Mother's Day. I'm about to get in trouble right now. Let me just keep my mouth.
But our phone number, by the way, 713-390-5102, 713-390-5102. And we're talking with Lonnie Matthews of the Money Live 2013 Money Management Workshop. And parents, you may want to call in because you may have some questions that, you know, to help you steer your kid to get to this workshop. Right. And, you know, so you give us a call. We want to hear what your particular questions are.
Most of the parents brought the kids kicking and screaming. They didn't want to be there. It's 9 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday.
Yeah.
The kids had attitude, so it took me a while to get them. I had basically set myself on fire for entertainment value. but by the end of it, they were like, I'm so glad I came. It was a great way to learn about money. It was fun, so it was great.
Yeah. I thought my kid was just like that.
No. All of them were like, teenager. Oh, why am I here?
Yes. Yes. And, of course, parents can go online to moneylive2013.com. Yes. There's a video there to kind of give them an idea of what they can expect for their kids. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And make sure they register. It's, even though it's free, we have enough material for about 200 students to go through the cycle. So if they can register and give us an idea of head count, because we do feed them. And those kids eat like grown folks.
Grown folks?
They eat like grown folks.
Too grown folks.
There you go.
I know my daughter all of a sudden doesn't want to eat off the kids' menu anymore when we go out to restaurants. So I'm like, well, when you start contributing, then you can get off the kids' menu.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about allowances? Do you think kids should get allowances?
What amount?
Well, I like to think that I like to create the message that work equals money.
Okay.
So, I mean, giving them allowances, I mean, that's making an allowance for what? I mean, my car is dirty.
Yeah.
And it needs to be washed. Yeah. I mean, I can take it down and let them wash it for $17, or you can earn the $17.
For four. No, not 17. Give them four. So they work up to 17.
Right. Just kidding. My garage always needs sweeping out.
Yeah. And unfortunately, I think too many parents, they don't equate. I don't want Johnny to have to work hard like I did when I was a kid. You know, I said, you know, he shouldn't have to be working. Let him watch TV and everything and play video games and stuff.
I just want to create that message. And developing habits early on. My daughters have a savings account. Mm-hmm. So any money they get, the first thing I ask them, so how much are we putting in the bank? And, you know, at first they were like, oh, Dad. But now it's like, okay, Dad, here's my money for the bank.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, great.
But you got to take them to the bank with you.
I do.
But, you know, we used to be able to, you know, think about opening a bank account. You could watch your money grow.
Mm.
But now they darn near want to charge you to put your money in the bank.
Credit unions are a wonderful place to start off. Yeah. If you don't want to deal with all the high fees at banks, credit unions. And
absolutely.
You can open a savings account or a savings account for your child with, I think, a minimum of
$5. $5.
Yeah.
And they know my daughters when they come in. They go, hey, Matthew's girls.
Yeah. Do they still have Christmas savings clubs?
They still have that.
Sure.
If you
do. Yeah.
I remember when I was a little kid, we had the Christmas savings club. Right. You put 50 cents a week. And by the time Christmas rolled around, you had a big check for $25 or maybe a savings bond or something, you know.
But it falls in line with the concept and the idea of saving.
Yeah.
Saving for your future. Putting just a little bit aside for a rainy day and teaching our young people to do that. You also teach them about how to manage a checking account.
How to manage a checking account. Absolutely. And, you know, just using the basic math that they already know, adding and subtracting.
Yeah, don't follow parents now if they're not doing too good. Let's go to Live 4 and talk with Tia. Tia, you're on Sunday Morning Live with Lonnie Matthews. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. We're all great. What's your question?
Good morning.
The question that I have for you guys, I have a 17-year-old that's going into the 12th grade, and she likes to spend all her money on food.
Mm, how many jobs does she have?
She don't have a job. any money that I give her, it's going to McDonald's, Jack in the Box, Burger King. So I was telling her that she needs to save And I just wanted her to participate in this live, Money Live. And I was wondering if there was a registration. Early registration or anything, how does she get involved?
Just go to Money Live 2013, click on the button there where it says register. Register her information there. It's just basic information. And then just bring them on out. We'll be there at 8. I'll be there early, but we start about 8:30 registering and signing people in. And just come on out and have a good time. But let me ask you something. Does your daughter have a savings account already set up?
No.
Well, that will probably be the first thing I do, just like we were just talking about. Kids are only going to do what they're, you know, made to do at that age. So what I would recommend is you go ahead and get a savings account set up for her and do like I do. Any money that comes in her hand, how much is going to the bank? And just start planting that seed. It took a while for my daughters. They're 13 and 10, but they know now. Any money I get, birthday money, they go ahead and set it aside and give it to me and say, Dad, I want to take this to the bank. And I physically take them to the bank. I let them walk up there and fill out their own paperwork and wait in line themselves.
And then let them keep the receipt.
And keep check. My youngest is so excited. She's like, Dad, look how much I got. I don't want to put her on blast how much she got. She'll probably get mad. But she got about $500. I know that. And she's 10.
Very good.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful. I can just get her to leave the fast food alone.
Right.
And I think she okay with, because she doesn't gain any weight, so...
But I guess the question would be, what do they need money for? You know, how old is she?
She's 17. She's 17. Only a senior. There's senior fees and.
Oh, yeah. Okay. She needs a savings account
okay.
now.
Okay. So with senior fees, then if she's spending
a girl.
On.
Oh, she needs money. Yeah,
but I mean, if she's spending it on food, she won't have it for the senior fees.
Exactly. So that's why you need to get that savings account set up and tell her.
And a budget.
Yeah, listen.
Okay.
You want stuff.
Also, I have a friend whose child is going into the ninth grade. Would she be able to come?
Absolutely. Yes. That's fine. We just chose high school as a, definite parameters because we didn't want middle schoolers there. That's a different message. This is really designed for the ones that are, close to managing their own money or at least have access to money.
Yeah. And I'm sure your daughter, Tia, would be glad to come because they're going to be having breakfast and lunch.
Yeah, see how she likes to eat.
She loves to eat.
She won't have to spend her own money on this food.
So that'll be the selling point.
Okay. Well, I'll do that. You said MoneyLife2013.
Yes, ma'am.
.com.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Tia. Let's go to line three. Monica, you're on Sunday Morning Live with Lonnie Matthews. Good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to actually give a report for Money Live 2013. Mr. Lonnie Matthews actually has been around, like you said, since 2002, and I've actually attended a couple of his seminars with the children and when he first started out with the vision and with the adults. And I just wanted to say it actually worked. My teenagers are actually following his guidelines and following how he set up for his financial abilities for them to be able to manage their own money and have working jobs and able to utilize their income to the best of what, what they was taught through Mr. Matthews. And I just want to say thank you because it is an actual helpful enrichment session. And I really enjoyed it and liked it.
Thank you so much, Monica. I couldn't pay for that type of endorsement, so thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Let's go to line one. Reginald, you're on Sunday Morning Live with Lonnie Matthews. Good morning.
This is Don.
Okay.
Don? Well, on the internet. This is on the internet. You've got a lot of good articles on the website.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that. That's why we continue to post. MyHoustonMagic.com.
Yes, sir. You're talking about a more educated consumer. How can we educate our children on being more educated producers? When you're buying these
Well, that's
products,
not the topic right now. Right now we're talking about the Money Live seminar that's coming up on June 15th. So that's what we're talking about right now. But we appreciate your phone call anyway. Thank you so much for your call. Anyway, it's about 9:49. Let's give a little bit more follow-up information as to how the folks can get to the workshop on the 15th.
Absolutely. They could just go to Money Live 2013, register their student. The program is called Money Live. It starts at 9 a.m., ends at 1 a.m. Students are welcome to come on out and have a good time. And enjoy we're going to have great speakers, great music, that's played for them, food, and a lot of good fun.
And that's at the Crown Plaza Hotel, 8686 Kirby Drive.
Right next to Reliant Stadium.
And begins at 9 in the morning?
9 in the morning.
And what time is breakfast served?
Well, breakfast should be ready as soon as they get there. We're going to open the doors at 8:30, and they'll be there, and we'll have breakfast, and we'll have some snacks for after the simulation. And parents, make sure you get back at 1 o'clock to pick your students up if you drop them off. We do appreciate that.
Is this, and I'm sorry, Mr. Matthew, is this just a yearly event, something that you do one time a year?
Right now, Money Live is a once a year. We are looking at creating a program for the full summer. What we offered over several weeks, because one shot, 4 hours is really not enough, but that's where we are. That's our reality right now. And as we grow with funding and sponsors, anybody that has a heart, anybody that owns a business that wants to be a part of something like this, certainly get in contact with us so that we can create a week-long or a two-week-long camp for these students.
And once again, and want to make sure I heard you right, the event is free?
Free, but right. they need to register, because like I said, we have enough packets for 200 students and food and so on and so forth. We want to make sure that it's manageable. We don't get out of control and get out of hand.
Well, we're going to have you back next year, I'm sure. But next year when you come, I would like you to get permission for some of the parents to have maybe one or two or three kids come to
absolutely
talk about their experience.
I'll make sure I announce that.
Okay.
And we can go from there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hey, Lonnie Matthews, the Money Live Youth Financial Event coming up on June 15th. That's Saturday, the Crown Plaza Hotel, 8686 Kirby. The phone number is, one more time, your number, or is it just the website?
The number is 281-845-3642.
All righty. We're magical.